Welcome, romance enthusiasts, to another delightful episode of Buzzing About Romance. This episode is brought to you by author Lauren Morrill. Get ready for the hottest summer romance on ice. Meet Decker Brooks, hockey's bad boy, as he takes on the challenge of a drama-free summer in Cardinal Springs, Indiana. But a bar fight and community service have other plans, tossing him into a partnership with Grace, his best friend's little sister. Sparks ignite as they navigate a no-strings-attached fling, but as the summer heats up, so do their feelings. More Than a Feeling by Lauren Morrill is the ultimate romantic comedy, blending small-town charm, enemies-to-lovers allure, and the forbidden attraction of an older brother's best friend. It's a tale of unexpected love, redemption, and tough choices. Don't miss out on this captivating story. Available on Kindle Unlimited, in paperback, wherever books are sold. Dive into More Than a Feeling today. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I am your host, Becky, and joining me for this episode are the fabulous Leah and Amanda. Hi, friends.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Doing okay.
You know, it's the weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day.
It's been a weekend. It was swim meet weekend, so it was an exhausting weekend.
Did you find your pot of gold?
No.
Amanda, did you find a pot of gold?
No, I did not leave the house today. My mother-in-law is bringing me over some corned beef and cabbage for lunch tomorrow, and that's about the most St. Patrick's I got this weekend.
Nice.
I love corned beef and cabbage. I did not make any.
I didn't make any either. Mike made seafood chowder that was really yummy, like an Irish seafood chowder.
That sounds good.
Super good. But, oh, and he made homemade soda bread, which, yum.
I made this, like, I found this recipe on, I was scrolling Instagram because my kids have a swim break, so I actually can, like, eat meals with them. But I found this recipe. It's, like, ground beef, sun-dried tomatoes, spinach, and, like, a cream sauce over pasta.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Sounds really good.
The kids hated it, but I liked it.
That's fair. So we are here with our romance term of the week.
So dun, dun, dun.
Over the course of the next couple episodes, we are actually going to break down some of this because there's a little bit of a difference, but it's not enough that we could do a whole episode on this. So the romance term of the week for this week is content warnings. So when we oftentimes will say check content and trigger warnings, but there actually is some very different distinctions between the two.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So yeah, so a content warning alerts readers to the potential of sensitive or mature themes within the book's within the book. Sorry, hold on. And it provides, it provides a broad overview of the type of content that might be encountered, such as violence, sexual content, substance abuse, or language. So this is going to be a little bit more generalities than actual, specifics. Content warnings aim to give readers a heads up about what they can expect, allowing them more informed decisions about whether the book is suitable for them based on their comfort level. So this is going to be more like a rating, like TVMA for sexual content and language, or
that makes sense.
Violence. These warnings are often less specific and may not necessarily indicate the certain content that could trigger an emotional reaction. So content warnings provide a general overview of potential sensitive content within the book. They empower readers to make informed decisions about their reading choices and prioritize their emotional well-being. Next week, we will go into the specifics in our term of the week of what a trigger warning is and then how it's different from a content warning. So content warnings, think of them more as like, you know, the TV rating squares that we get.
Well, it's kind of like vague.
It's going to be more
it's
vague.
Like bad things are going to happen, but we're not telling you what the bad things are.
Like this is a mafia romance in on page violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not what specific violence.
Not the specific violence. Okay. Those we'll get into that next week. Anyway.
Okay.
So today we are diving into the whimsical world of endearments and affectionate monikers, the nickname. This is Amanda's episode. She needed this episode. This is for
She
Amanda.
did.
I did. I get really bent out of shape about
We'll
nicknames.
get there. I'm gonna give you all the time tonight.
Oh, wait, but Becky has to do her whimsical intros.
Yes, I know.
In every
I've been waiting all
romance,
night for this.
there's a unique language of love and nicknames that are often the sweet syllables that bind hearts together. From tender sweetheart to the quirky pumpkin spice nicknames add that extra sprinkle of intimacy to our relationships. But let's be real, not all nicknames hit the mark. We'll be sharing tales of endearment nicknames that hit the bullseye and those, well, let's just say they were more cringeworthy than heart melting. So grab your favorite beverage, cozy up, and join us as we explore the world of nicknames, the hits, the misses, and everything in between. Stay tuned, lovebirds, for a delightful journey into the language of love. Let's dive in. Okay,
Thank you.
significance of a nickname in a relationship. And what I mean here is, how do you feel when they've just met and we are not even two chapters in and there's already a nickname?
It depends on the author.
It does, and it also depends on if it's a nickname that has to do with like their appearance or maybe their personality that comes out right away. So, if it's, I don't know, it depends.
So I'm reading, and it's my book of the week, so I'm not going to go into specifics, but I'm reading a mafia Zoe Blake romance. And he almost instantly, before he knows her name, she has a Russian moniker nickname. And I like it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's just if it works.
Lindsay brought something up about every redhead in every romance novel is
Is
nicknamed
red.
Red.
It drives
Yeah,
me
I
nuts.
mean, yeah, that's just overdone.
It is. Like, that's too easy. It's too easy. I think when the instant nickname happens, like, it typically is like with those over-the-top protectors and alphas. Like, it's like the nickname is their way of claiming without claiming.
That's a good point.
So, do you think that there needs to be a buildup to a nickname?
Well, not
No,
always.
I don't.
Sometimes, although there are slow burns that I've read, which again, like I had hard times like finding, because again, past Leo was a dummy and did not keep track of these things. But I have read slow burns where like the nickname doesn't come up until like there's a really intimate moment where it just like comes out and it's like a really significant part of their story, where it's like the nickname is like the turning point of their story. So I think it really depends on the nature of the relationship, whether or not I want the nickname from the beginning or if it's okay that it's like later.
Yeah, I feel like every answer to every question you're going to ask tonight is going to be depends.
It's well,
Like,
that's fine. That's how we have great discussions. So I will tell you, like, sometimes when I read a book, a nickname does not feel natural. Like, it is forced, and I really hate it. And what I'm thinking of is, and this is not a series that I loved, but I know many people read it, 50 Shades of Grey. In 50 Shades of Grey, Christian starts calling Anna baby. Now, this is supposed to be a super button-up, controlling, tight man, and he hears his brother and Anna's roommate call each other baby, and he starts calling Anna baby, and it never works. But it continues through the whole like 3, 5, 12 books. And it just never works. And actually, throughout the book, when I first read it, I thought it was babe. And then I was looking for something else, and somebody said, "No, it's baby." And I was like, oh,
I mean,
okay.
I will fully admit I've never read those, but I know enough that I pretty much know the entire series. Like he would, from the way that like he's described, you would think he'd be more like my, like call her pet or something like that.
Well, yes, which brings up one that I really did like that a very controlling man calls his. I just feel like a very serious, controlling man is less likely to have a generalized pet name.
Yeah.
Because
Like
think,
baby.
like baby. Well, think
Well,
about
but the
my
pet goes into like
billionaire's
the BDSM
pet.
aspect.
Yes,
But if,
I hate pit.
well, okay,
No,
but
I don't always love it either, but
Ivy Lane's,
oh yeah. Yes.
my billionaire's
Yes.
pet, or billionaire's pet, or whatever it is,
Yes.
he calls
Yes.
her my pet, and it's fucking
But it
spicy.
works. It is one of the, like,
Works.
I don't usually love pet either. But it depends on the book and it depends on the way it's played out. Like that one, she basically is his sex slave. Like,
Yeah, it's
because
got a
she,
revenge plot a little bit.
yeah. But it, and it
Amanda's like, not
works.
for me. And it's
No,
probably not a
he,
book for you, honest.
no. And honestly, like, even because I had, because Down and Dirty from Rena Morgan, like Axel, like him calling her pet ruined it for me. Like,
Oh, that's
I could
fair.
see that. That's
like,
fair.
I was like, I can't handle this.
My, and well, I have to save
I just
that.
pretended he was calling her something else.
Well, okay, yes. And it was brought up about like eye color or, and I couldn't think of the book, but I know that I recently read a book, you know, in the last 5 years, that he calls her Peaches because she has peach, like peaches and cream skin.
That's
And I
weird.
was like, so
That's not original.
if I have
Like, there's no
blotchy
like.
skin, are they going to call me like raspberry or something? Like, I don't know. It just,
Yeah, I mean, I've seen peaches like because she kind of smells like peaches, like maybe
but
it's
that
like
has a
in her
different
lotion or something, but that's
connotation to it,
different. I
though.
don't think I've ever seen one where they were like because she had peachy skin.
Who
I don't
smells like
know.
peaches?
People with
Heather
peach
smells like love
lotion.
spell, but the rest
Heather
of
smells
us?
like love spell, yes. No, but yeah, I mean there are, you know, like shampoos and like lotions
Well,
and
like, because
stuff
you'll read
that
books
have
and
that,
it's
'cause like
like,
strawberry is a big one too.
yeah, strawberries are like coconut. Like,
Yeah.
when he
Well,
thinks of coconut, he gets hard because he thinks of her. Or like
but are
when
they
he
gonna call
smells
her
coconut.
coconut though? Yeah,
No, he
I
doesn't
guess.
call her coconut. Oh, Nora, Heather says, I can't do peaches. My dad used to call me that. And yes, I do smell like
Oh.
love sweat
Okay, but
or
wait.
love spell.
So honestly, like we see strawberries used all, like she smells like strawberries and he calls her
And this
berry or
should.
something. And it's 'cause probably her
They
shampoo,
call
right?
her Heather's. No, Jenny says they call her
They
nutty
call her nutty.
for the coconut.
But could you honestly,
Oh, I think we lost
yeah,
her. I think we
hold on, I'm
lost
here.
Becky.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
Can you, I caught up. with spazzy video. Okay, so would you call her coconut? Like, 'cause I've
No, they
seen them
never
call
refer
people
to her.
berries.
I don't think I've ever heard, like, seen the berry part either. It's just like they think about it. Like, the smell doesn't really in, like, create a nickname for it.
No, I don't know. I was just
Okay.
wondering. I mean, you know, another one could be peaches because of the, you know, her
Of her,
posterior. Yeah.
exactly. Up because of that booty.
Yeah.
So I have a big ass bubble butt. Are they gonna call me Bubbles?
Hey, maybe.
I mean, they could.
Sweet Jesus. Okay, so
Hey,
how long?
so Mike Burrier, are you gonna call Becky Bubbles from now on?
Okay, so let's. I'm gonna ask this. Okay, how long were you with your significant other before you kind of started giving each other nicknames?
We don't.
So you do
Like
not.
Michael is Michael and I am Leah. Like, we do not
You don't say,
do
hey,
pet.
sweetie, nothing. Or I love you, sweetheart, or anything like that.
No.
No?
Like, I'll call him honey every once in a while, but it's like
It's not like a daily thing.
rare. No, probably
Okay.
not even weekly.
What about you, Amanda?
It's been a long time. I have to think. we call each other babe. We don't call, I mean, we don't call each other by our names. Like if I say Jeremy, he knows something is wrong. Like
Yeah.
if he calls me Amanda, I'm like, who died? Like who are you talking to? What is wrong? I don't know. I think maybe it was maybe a couple of months, maybe.
I don't
But
think.
we weren't seriously dating for a couple of months. So maybe when we started exclusively dating, it probably happened.
I don't think that Mike and I really started using nicknames until we had kids.
Oh.
Oftentimes I call him dude. I'll be like, hey, dude. But also he calls me Muffin, which I know that's on someone's cringy list somewhere.
Oh, I think it's cute.
He calls me Muffin, which, you know, it's probably because of my muffin top belly.
I'm sure it's not that.
I'm sure it's not either. But I will call him, I'll be like, hey, babe. Yeah, but then I also realized because we have children, I'll yell like, "Hey, Dad," or "Hey, Daddy," and I do not mean it like spicy, like "Hey, Daddy."
Hey, Daddy.
I actually caught myself the other day. I was like, "Hey, Daddy," and because I was going to ask him a
Phone.
question for Sydney, and then I was like, "This went weird."
Oh my goodness.
Is Sid like, please don't call him that?
Never again.
She's like, "Stop it." So do you think, so we talked about how we don't love like hair color, eye color. But what significant things do you like about a nick? Like what is special to that person that can be used as a nickname that you're okay with? Like, can a physical feature be used or a
I don't
personality
mind a
trait like
physical feature.
sparkles?
So Jamie Albright's has one running with a sweet talker. So Jack calls Luann Thumbelina because she's short, like she's very short in stature. But he calls her that like to piss her off, like at the beginning of the book, and then it like turns into a term of endearment, like by the end of the book. But it's because she's tiny.
That
Do like
is,
that when they start off like to irritate them and then yeah,
it
like he
turns
calls
into
her.
something significant. I do enjoy that.
Well, and
Yeah, so
Jamie
it's
Albright
one
has
of those
another
things.
one in her Homecoming King. The heroine's birth name is Tiger. It's a
Yeah.
family name. He calls her Kitty Cat.
Okay. Now, I do not like animal nicknames
But her name
unless
is
it
Tiger. So like she
yeah, I
is Kitty
still
Cat.
like anytime somebody says kitty cat, I think of that scene from Wedding Crashers with Jane Seymour,
Oh
and she tells
yeah.
Owen Wilson, "Call me kitty cat." I cannot unsee it. I can't unsee it if it's a contemporary romance. I cannot handle it.
Okay. Have you read romances where nicknames are given to places?
Yeah.
So does kitty cat bother you there?
No, well, see, so I don't mind animals if it's a paranormal romance.
But if
So if
somebody's
they
just
are
calling her
shifters,
kitty, does that bug you?
oh, you mean, oh, sorry, I totally misunderstood what you said.
And the light comes on.
No, that doesn't bother me.
Because it's different.
Because it's
It's
different.
using it.
It's like you're, it's, I don't know.
They're in the
I'm just, I
moment.
can't explain the way that I feel, but it's just the way that I feel.
Explain how I feel. It's just the way I feel.
I do find it funny though sometimes, like when they're talking about that and they're like, I'm gonna lick the kitty. Like it
Yeah.
just makes me giggle.
Okay.
So,
what?
were you gonna say Stacy?
Yeah.
Stacy, I see. Yeah, I see Stacy. She brings up Bones and Cat from Janine Frost's Night Hunters series, and her name is actually Cat, and he calls her Kitty Cat, which that is paranormal, and it's fine. And like, it is also fine in like Alona Andrews. Like series with Kate Daniels, because in the first book, which is, and I have it here somewhere, Magic Bites, like Karan is a lion shifter and she only knows that he's some kind of cat. So when she meets him in the dark, she gets down and she says, "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty." But he's a lion shifter, so it's fine and it's hilarious.
Okay, so we have our take on animals. What is your take on food nicknames?
It
So,
depends on the reason.
okay, so in one Puck One Night Stand by Emma Fox, Dani, the heroine, it's a why choose romance. She's called Cookie, and it was just a funny nickname that Crew gave her. And instead of having to call everybody by their very specific names, they often refer to them as Cookie and Company. So, like the three guys are called Cookie and Company. And within that book, Michael is called Doc, which is his job. Nathan is the boss because he's the owner of the hockey team. So, that's a food one. What are some other food ones? I'm trying to look at my.
So Cooper Miles in Reckless Miles by Claire Kingsley, he actually calls his heroine Cookie also.
Does he?
But it isn't weird like when he does it. There's just, I don't know.
In Business Card Boyfriend, He calls her Marmalade or Sweet Miss Marmalade. So, and then in Birthday Card Boyfriend, he calls her Bloom. If you ever need help with nicknames, just message Krista Sandor because she's got your back.
Well, because she has Hothead, she has Plum, she has some good ones.
She
I don't have
does.
any big feelings about food
You do not have
nicknames,
big feelings about food nicknames.
surprisingly. Yeah,
Think
I
it
mean, I'm
depends.
sure there are some that if I saw them, but I couldn't think of any.
I think it would probably depend on the food and the connotation in which it's used also.
What about cupcake? Come here,
I mean, I
cupcake.
don't love it, but I don't hate it.
You just don't want to be cupcake.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to call me that, but if somebody uses it in a book, I don't think that's terrible.
Buttercup?
That always
That's
makes me think
slightly
of
more
Princess
annoying.
Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find Buttercup, well, so I use Buttercup slightly sarcastically in our home. It's,
You slightly
yeah,
sarcastic?
right. Rub
No.
some dirt in it, Sally. Shake it off, Buttercup. Like, I say that to my children pretty often. Oh, well, not anymore because they're grown-ups, but previous I used to. So I would never, like, if Buttercup came up as a term of endearment, I'd be like, that's dumb. Do you really like
I
her?
always like I think of the Princess Bride and I can't get past that. So Buttercup is not a win for me.
I think it works in a sarcastic connotation. Like if somebody's, especially if a female character is calling a male character that, I think it would be hilarious.
Oh yeah.
So, do you think there are specific nicknames that are genre or culturally specific? I will say, I get super warm and fuzzy when I'm writing or reading like Jocelyn Soto's books and she throws in the Spanish nicknames.
Yes, you
She
know
brings
that
it.
that's my favorite.
Which one is your favorite?
Like, because I don't like daddy
Right.
particularly. Like, I'm not a fan. Like, if I called my father that, then I don't want to call someone that in a romance book. I'm sorry. But I particularly enjoy it when Jocelyn uses Poppy in which one is it? The red
Red
line one.
Line, book two.
Yeah, I have it written down. Book two, Passing the Red Line for Christian when Elena calls him Poppy. I like it.
Yeah, that is spicy. But I also like when our Italian men throw out,
The Italian,
the
yes.
Italian nicknames or the Russian.
Well, and that's the thing, like you'll see in a lot of mafia ones. Well, because even like darker, like there will be a tendency to throw out those like other like languages. Because in Violent God, Alessandra calls Isabella Dolcezza, which means, what does it mean? I think it's sweetheart in Italian. I can't remember what it exactly means. I looked it up and then I forgot.
Well, in Sweet Severity by Zoe Blake, Kukulkola, it means doll in Russian. And doll is a new favorite nickname for me. I kind of like
Well,
it.
and Nick calls Mina that in Hold Me Today, but he uses the Greek one, which is kukla.
Oh,
So it's
yes.
like a similar, like, but it's also doll. And I know that one because Maria put a glossary in the back of the book, so I know exactly what it
Well,
meant.
I will say, I do like when authors give us. So,
What
Jocelyn
they
Soto, when
mean.
she does it, she'll repeat it in English also. So, and she'll do that one or two times throughout the book, so you kind of understand.
I know Stacey said that it's really heart squeezing when they don't tell the heroine what it means until later on in the
Oh,
book. I
yeah.
do like that one.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsoring
I'm
author.
sorry. Okay.
Okay. Our sponsoring author for this episode is Lauren Morrill. Decker, the hockey heartthrob and NHL's most notorious bad boy. He can't roll past transgressions with a smile and a flirt with the dead to get a number. But for someone who knows him their whole life, the shine has worn off that penny. Grace, small town librarian and protagonist of More Than a Feeling by Lauren Morrill, Grace finds herself entangled in a whirlwind of chaos and unexpected love. Explore the captivating charm and small town allure of Cardinal Springs in More Than a Feeling by Lauren Morrill. This is available in Kindle Unlimited and in paperback wherever books are sold. Okay, so back to cultural references. Do we have any other cultural references or gender
So,
specific? Do you feel like any nicknames are gender specific? I mean, you're not going to call a big hot mafia guy doll.
princess.
Well, I might call him princess.
You might call him
Yeah.
princess. I
Well, I
feel
think,
like,
go ahead.
no, go ahead,
Sorry.
Amanda.
I was just going to say, which I think if you do like pretty girl,
Yeah.
which I like, Savar Miller uses that in her Vipers and Virtuosos, or if you do pretty boy, which Ivy Fox does that in See No Evil. So I like both of those. But I think those are pretty gender specific if you say girl or
Boy.
boy. But I don't, but a lot of other ones I think are fairly, interchangeable. Sometimes. I mean, because you could call a guy princess. I've seen that before.
Well, and I do think darlin', which we know Natasha Madison used some in her Southern series, For the Love of Whiskey by Melissa Foster, he uses that in that book. I think darlin' is definitely more male to
Well, it's
female.
Well, and it's more southern too. Like, you don't often see a darling in anything that's north.
Well, I mean, it would be darling, I think, if you go north, because I have Hooked by Emily McIntyre on mine, and he calls her Wendy Darling. So, because it's a Peter Pan retelling.
Retelling.
So, yeah.
Well, and I've noticed, like, if, like, when you read like MC romances, like, they'll use baby girl and sugar a lot. Like, I see those ones more often than other ones, or like they create the nicknames
Yeah.
themselves, since like they use their road name as the term of endearment.
So I do like unique nicknames, but I do think gender specific ones tend to happen a little more with that. So like Kiss Keeper by Krista Sandor, he calls her heels because she wears heels.
Heels. Oh, that's cute. I like that.
That's a great book if you haven't read it.
Which one?
Kiss Keeper by Krista Sandor.
Oh no, I have not read that one.
Okay, what about when she uses a hot, or they use a hot? Because we know where I'm going here with this one. What if they use a nickname with the reasoning to piss off that person? Do you
I
like
love
that?
that. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, every time Jack called Luann Thumbelina at the beginning of the book, like, I love that. Because,
So,
like, she got, like, annoyed about it.
in Nanny and the Hothead, she calls him Hothead, and it just becomes their thing. In Nanny and the Beefcake, Libby does it. She calls him Beefcake and it pisses him off.
Oh, he is a beefcake.
But
That's
he
fun.
calls her Plum, which is kind of sweet.
It really is.
And he calls her Plum, which is nice.
I think I like that because when I just read What Hurts Us by Maggie Gates, which is book one, and like they call each other annoying nicknames to start with because they're in this fake relationship. So they're calling each other like Sweet Cheeks or Muffin or whatever they're calling each other to annoy each other. And then by the end, they settle on like he calls her honey and she calls him baby. Like,
Well, and
and like that's what they settle on. And I really like that whole dynamic in that book.
there's a book I read recently, but I can't think of what it is. But they're like testing out what nickname works for them. And so, like, he would call her something. She's like, no, don't use that. And so, like, he would just like, but they like would try to one up each other on like the ridiculousness of the
Yeah. And
nickname.
I love that in a fake relationship type romance
It was a fake relationship, but I cannot for the life of me think of what it
where they're
was.
trying. And so that's one of the things I like. When the nickname adds a level of character arc, relationship arc to the story. Like I really like that in a fake relationship where they're still trying to figure out each other and who they are. And he just keeps like, or they keep going back and forth, and it is so ridiculous. And I'm trying to think of which one I read. And I want to say it's a Kelly Jameson fake relationship, which we know it probably is. They get like sickeningly syrupy nicknames more and more that they go. And it just plays into the hilarity of that book, which it works, right?
Well, but sometimes the nickname, like, it's really impactful, and it's not necessarily for the heroine, because in What Saves Us, Shane calls the baby Tadpole.
Yeah.
And it's just And like as the story progresses, you learn about why he does that, and it's just that is in itself is adorable.
Yeah, and I like that he calls her Doc, even though she hasn't gotten her PhD yet. It's like basically like her little incentive to like, he's like, well, you're gonna get there one day, so I know that you're gonna be that eventually.
Well, he calls her Dimples, and I know a lot of people don't like the mama thing, but like he
I
uses
don't
it.
like that.
But the way he
It
I
didn't
don't
bother me as much in that one.
it's because it's the way he uses it, and it's not like a constant thing. And I think that's because I don't always love that one either, unless it's in like a Hispanic like BIPOC like romance type, then like it, but it has that like this like connotation to it that it like isn't icky.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me and like Poppy versus like Daddy. It's the same thing.
So what do we do when a nickname is stupidly cringy? And I wrote a list. I wrote a list of cringy nicknames for you. So
What a surprise.
I don't have books that go with them. I just have cringy nicknames. Snookums,
Oh
Pookie,
no. I don't think I've ever read that one.
Lovey
That's
Dovey,
a dog.
Oh, it's the worst.
Cuddle Muffin, Boo Boo, Snuggle
Did
Bunny,
you Google these?
Poopsie, Love Muffin, Sugar Plum, Honey Bunches, Precious. That's a nickname I do not like.
No, because every time I hear it, all I can think is Gollum.
Yes,
Like, I'm
my
never, ever gonna hear
precious.
that word and not
Oh,
see
yeah, it's the
Gollum.
worst. I think it's
Never.
also in Silence of the Lambs, too.
Is it? Oh, it might be.
And he eats
Oh, yeah.
people.
He does
Okay.
eat people.
Butterbean.
I mean, Gollum kind of eats people too, so.
Cuddle Bear.
Butterbean. Who, wait, where
Snugglekins.
did you find Butterbean? Did you look through books or are you just finding
No,
random names?
I made a random list of bad nicknames just for
I
you,
don't think I've
Leah.
ever read a book where it's been. Why is it just for me?
Honey Pie, Dreamboat,
That's
Angel
not terrible.
Face,
I was gonna
Cutie
say Angel
Pie.
isn't bad,
I
but Angel
hate
Face
Angel's
is
bad, but
bad.
not Angel Face.
I really hate
It
Angel.
depends.
I hate
It
it.
depends on the book.
Well, because Nyssa Catherine, I read her trilogy recently, and Eric calls Hannah Angel, but like he's in a really dark place, and she's like the light for him, so it's not weird. Don't give me that
Yeah,
face.
it's yeah, Brittany Shaheen does that in her new one, The Fallen one, which I mean, she's his angel. He gets the angel wing tattoo kind of thing. Like, so it makes sense in that one. It's not, I don't know. Like I said,
Sweet
it depends on the book
cheeks.
for me.
Sweet
I like
cheeks
sweet cheeks. That's
and
not
sugar
cringy.
booger.
I should start calling Michael
Sugar
sweet
booger.
cheeks. That's very southern. I
What?
have heard that before. It's very southern.
Where? I am Southern. I've never heard somebody
I
call
have heard
somebody
it.
sugar
I think I'm gonna start calling Michael sweet cheeks,
I think you
though.
should
Oh
start
my
calling him
God.
sugar booger.
Oh
I don't
my
know if I can say that one
God.
with a straight face. I can say sweet cheeks with a straight face.
I mean,
Sugar
I don't think
booger, not
he's not
such.
gonna listen to this, so I can say it, but that's what I call Jeremy Sweet Cheeks, like privately. So okay.
So, do you think there
So,
needs to be a certain amount of consent with nicknames or with shortening of names? Because I'm currently reading a book in which her name is Phoebe and he calls her BB, and it's a power play book, so there's a lot of power dynamic.
why would he shorten it to BB though? That's terrible.
Not baby, BB, like BEBE.
I know, but I don't like that shortening.
Okay, well, I didn't say you had to like it. I'm just saying she continually is like, my name is Phoebe. Now, this is a power play dynamic book, and so it works in this book. But do you think there needs to be a level of consent to engage in a nickname?
I think if it's, well, I mean, because we were kind of talking about this before, when he does it to kind of annoy her, but then it turns into something, that works for both of them. So I think if it eventually works for both of them, that's fine. Because if it's done in a little bit of an antagonistic way to like build the chemistry or whatever, I think it works. But if it never really fits her or she never really consents to it, yeah, then I think it stays kind of cringy.
Well, and is she a Phoebe to everybody or just to him?
She's
Like
Phoebe to
that's
everybody.
so I think it depends then, because like There are books where I've read where like they go by one thing and like the hero calls them either the full name or the hero has like a nickname, like shortened version of their name that only he uses. And so there's a different element to that. Like my Michael, like everybody calls him Mike, but me, like he is Michael to me. So I guess that could be my pet name for him, or my like nickname for him. 'Cause like if we meet people, like I introduce him as Michael, but he's like, please call me Mike.
Yeah.
So I think if it's something like that, then it is different.
So Heather brings
True.
up a good point. So Torin in The Reluctant Royal book by
Yeah.
Erin Nicole, which is Erin Nicholas, in that book, everybody in the general world calls her Abby,
Yes.
and only Torin calls her
Abigail.
Abigail.
Or princess. He does call her
He
princess.
does call her princess.
Well, but she, like, when she introduces herself, or like her sisters introduce her, like they introduce her as Abigail, and she's like, but she says, my friends call me Abby. And he's like, well, I'm like, he decides he's not going to do that because she is not, like, she's almost too worthy of a nickname, which
Right.
I think is adorable. Like, his reasoning for it is adorable.
Yeah. Okay, so Shannon Elliott has a new book coming out this week. In that book, one of the women, because it's a FFM, her nickname is Birdie, and it's because she kind of just likes to flip. She's got a lot of energy and she kind of flits from one thing to another. And the hero, Alvy, calls her Birdie. Her real name is Bex. So I like that. I don't mind that. It's an animal name,
Well,
which I know is a
and
no-no for.
Birdie is that's a little different because I've seen that like used to shorten names before, so I don't
Well,
immediately connotate that with like an
and
animal
I
nickname.
read Haunted Love by Sheridan Anne. So it's a brother's best friend, like dark, but they're in like a sex club, and she doesn't, they don't know each other. I mean, she knows who he is and he knows who she is, but they don't know who each other are in that moment. But he calls her Little Bird, and then like in because they don't know names, and it's like he's like, because of her innocence, he calls her that. But then, like, as the book progresses, like, he calls her Birdie. Like, he changes it
So,
from Little Bird to Birdie.
also in Little Dove, doesn't
He calls
Mac,
her
he
Dove.
calls her Dove, but it's part of the fact that he has her caged and
Wow. And he's daddy, so.
he's a daddy, so
But it is worth it.
is delightful. What about when other characters come up with nicknames? So, like, I'm thinking of a single dad romance when the heroine gets a nickname from the child, or a single mom romance and the child gives one of the main characters a nickname. How do you feel about that?
I don't always hate it because in Ashes to Flames, the daughter calls the heroine Marnie, but that's not her name. But she's this precocious little girl who's like, I decided I'm going to call her Marnie. But it's like it becomes their thing. And so
Yeah.
like I think her real name, I think her name is Marin.
Well, in Tempted by Love by Melissa Foster, Hadley calls
Yeah.
Jock Daddy Jock, my Jock Daddy Jock, as the series goes forward.
He's Doc, Daddy
Doc,
Doc,
Daddy Jock.
because she can't say
She can't say
Jock, right? So she
Jock,
calls him
Doc.
Doc.
I thought it was Jock.
That's his nickname that everybody else calls him, but
Okay.
she can't say it
Because
because
he's
his real name
actually
is something else.
Jack. I think he's
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
But
I
so
just
he
knew it was
is
a nickname.
Jock,
I just would like
and
you to know. I knew it was a
Hadley calls
nickname.
him Doc, and he is her Doc.
Yeah. And then in Love Me Today by A.L. Jackson, the little girl refers to the heroine as my favorite day. Or my favorite day. And I think that in Nanny and the Hothead, the little guy in that book calls
He calls Harper something different, doesn't
it's
he?
like my harp or Charlotte, doesn't it? Is it Charlotte? Isn't Charlotte book Hothead, Nanny and the Hothead?
Oh yeah, Harper's in book four.
Four. So I
And what
like
does he call her?
those.
He does call her something different.
He does. He calls her my Charlotte and Nanny and the Hothead. Like, he lays claim. So do you like
Yeah, I
that?
like that. I do like that because it shows an element where like they have this really interesting connection that is separate from the parental connection. And like with Hadley and Doc, like Jock wants nothing to do with her, but she like gravitates to him.
Yeah.
And so like that kind of helps heal him and break like the distance with the way that she is with him. So I like it.
Yeah.
It can be funny too sometimes, because I know you and I did the quick shot for a little twist by Tia Louise and the little girl whose name is like escaping me, and she starts calling her Mama Cass,
Yeah.
and they're all like, "Don't do that, don't do that."
Oh, yeah, it's what, but they don't call her her real name.
Yeah,
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
Penelope, I think, is her real
Oh
name.
yeah, the little girl's name is Penelope, but they call her Pinky.
Pinky,
Yeah.
which is
So,
cute. I mean, that's
which is very
sweet.
cute. Yeah.
Okay, so evolution of a nickname over time. Do you, so let's say we're reading a series of standalones and there's a nickname shared between characters in book one, but they reappear in book two and the dialogue that involves them comes in. And the nickname comes up again. Does that work? Do you think it's weird that it's outside their book and we're still using the nickname?
There are some authors who use the same nickname book to book to book. Like they don't really deviate. Like everybody is baby.
Everybody is baby, everybody is sweetheart.
Yeah, but it doesn't always bug me because that's just like their natural gravitation. And it's not like they're calling them that in conversation, so it doesn't get confusing. Because Aurora Rose Reynolds, like a lot of them are baby or babe.
Yeah, I had Until Willow on mine for Babe because, and then, but I think you could pick any book in that Until series if you wanted to use Babe or Baby.
Like even the OG series, I think they're babe and babies as
Are they?
well.
Yeah. So, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah. And that, like, that's my favorite. So, like,
And
I tend to
Jessica
gravitate.
Prince uses them, but she actually will give like three or four different nicknames in the same book. They can be babe, sweetheart, and honey all at the same time. And so she kind of just rotates through the, like, she has like
Yeah.
three or four that she uses, but she uses them in every book. Like it's just one of those things where like she doesn't really stick with one. And it de honestly, in those ones, it depends on the book whether it bugs me or not. Like some of the books, like I don't care that they don't have like one that they stick with, but some of them I'm like, the way their relationship like works out, I want them just to have one.
So in my last minute scramble of whole crap, I don't have any nicknames. I asked on the Instagram and on the Facebook, and one of the nicknames that came up that people really liked was Britt Benson in a book called Nothing Feels Better, used the nickname for the heroine. It is classic. That is the nickname. Classic. I'm assuming I have to read this book to understand why it works so
Yeah.
well, but
There
now I
has
have to
to
go read this
be.
book.
Yeah, there has to be a reason.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's different. I
It's
mean,
very different.
I want to know why.
Same. And now I'm sold. Okay. The most popular term of endearment. Do you want to know what it is?
Am I gonna like it?
I don't
I bet
know.
it's baby.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart? That was my
Sweetheart is
second
the most
guess.
popular term of endearment.
Yeah.
So I went looking, and the only one I could think of, because, it's what I read this recently, Molly and the Minotaur by Bea Gallow, which is Rebecca Gallow's new pen name. Leo calls Molly sweetheart. Which, you
And super
guys,
cute.
that book, just wait for it. Just wait for it. Anyway, but do you have any that have sweetheart in them? Because I can only think of one.
I have a lot of princess. Like I
Okay.
have three princesses on my
Does
list.
Michael secretly call you princess? Is that why?
Maybe I secretly want him to call me princess.
Okay, Mike, if you're
But
listening, please
like
call her
Beauty and the
princess.
Baller, like Ronan calls Nova princess, but she's dressed as Princess Leia when they have their one night stand, so that one kind of
That's
works.
right.
Like Torrin calls Abby princess. In Laramie Briscoe's Renegade, Ryan calls Whitney princess because she, like in it's because she's this very put together, like pearls on Southern girl, like Alabama strong, but he doesn't do it in a negative way because like dude has pined over his older, or like his best friend's older sister for years. But Yeah, I read a lot of Princess.
What do you have a lot of, Amanda?
It's babe or baby, because I tend to read a lot of romantic suspense, and they tend to use that a lot. I tried to like stay away from on my list. I tried to stay away from some of the like more popular ones and go a little like outside the box. So I didn't write any of the ones down with like sweetheart or princess or any of that. So
That's okay.
tried to be a little different.
How do we feel about Sugar? Because in Beauty and the Mustache by Penny Reed, he calls her Sugar. How do we feel about Sugar?
I don't always dislike it because Erin Nicholas and her sugarcoated, it's book one of her Iowa like bakery series. Like Aiden calls Zoe Sugar, but she works in a bakery and like she's always like smells sweet and stuff.
Back to smells.
I think it can work. I can't think of, I know that I've read somewhere it's their nickname, but the only one I can actually think of, and it's actually her name, is in Kristen Harbour's Titan series. The one, her name is actually Sugar. I think it was probably something else and she just changed it or whatever, but I mean that's what everybody calls her, Sugar.
I really like Sunshine, especially if like she's overly grouchy. But I
I
couldn't think
like
of any
it.
books. I know that I
So
have
book
read them.
J.E. Parker, book two in her series, the hero calls the heroine Sunshine, but she is a ball buster.
I like it when it means a different connotation. And I think it can work too if they're a sunshiny character, but I felt like, I don't know if it was last year. I felt like I read 20 books and every heroine's nickname was Sunshine. And I was like, can we stop?
Oh, you're done with
But
it.
I really feel that way about Babe, Baby, Angel.
I feel like
Like,
they're overdone, especially Babe and Baby. I feel like they're overdone a lot of times. It's like there's so
I'm
many
not
different
ever over
things.
it. You're never over it. But I wonder if that has to do with like your own situation. Like Babe and Baby is something that is connective to you on a personal level. I'm fairly certain if Mike called me baby, I would reach out and punch him. Yeah, I don't do baby. I mean, it's fine for me in romance books. I prefer like babe because it's not quite as much of an like infant sounding nickname. But like I don't like baby girl. Like that one doesn't work for me.
Now,
Like
see, it
I
depends on the
like
book.
baby and I like pretty
I like
girl, but I
baby
do not
girl,
like baby
good
girl.
girl, all the
Baby
girls.
girl. I think, don't we get a lot of baby girl in
And
Aurora Rose
daddies.
Reynolds books? Because a lot of those guys, I think,
No, just baby.
Just
They
baby.
don't think,
Just
yeah, it's
baby.
not baby girl.
There's not a lot of baby girl. You're thinking about our daddy books and our
Maybe.
BDSM books. There's a lot of baby girl in
I'm
that.
okay with that. I like it.
I don't,
But
I
see, it's really
mean,
interesting because I hate Angel. Angel and Baby are two of the top that cringe for me.
Angel, it
Yeah.
depends. It depends on the book for me,
Baby
I
girl.
think.
Gretchen said she thinks baby girl is in a lot of mafia.
It might be.
Oh, maybe.
It could be.
I do like a dirty, dirty man.
I do too.
They can do crime on me.
I think, yeah.
Was too far.
But
Too
so
far.
I mean, but like, I don't know. Like I said, everything, like it's very dependent for me. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like I like certain things that are similar, but then not. But then,
What do we
I don't
think
know.
about pumpkin?
No. I
It's
don't
a
like pumpkin.
food.
I don't want somebody to call me that, like that I'm dating, but like that used to be my nickname in college, like at a
Pumpkin.
restaurant I worked at, but it was not like a term of endearment. It was a whole
I
other
don't want to
thing.
be a giant orange thing.
No, it was a whole other thing. And it
But
was punkin', not
pumpkin?
pumpkin,
Oh,
but
like
it was
with
just
the.
different. It was
Yeah, it
a
is.
whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do like when like the nickname is specific to the person, like Grant
Yes.
calls Jules Pixie in My True Love, and it
Oh,
just
that's
like and
cute.
it
That's
just fits
swoony.
her so well, and like he just, I mean, it's so swoony
So
when he
I would
calls her
have to
that.
say Melissa Foster might be queen of nicknames. Her, maybe Aurora and Krista Sandor.
Melissa does some really good ones. Like
She
I like a lot
does.
of hers. And her
Well,
road
no.
names too, I like. I know a lot of people get like over stimulated with the amount of like names
Names.
she
There's a
gives
lot of
people, but I
names.
like it.
I also do like when a female heroine will call the hero, especially in a Western romance, cowboy.
Yes.
I'd be like, hey,
I'll take it like
cowboy,
that.
we're not doing that. Or, she just starts calling him cowboy. I like that.
I will say though,
Casey
as I
Barnes.
was as oh yeah. I will say, like, as I was going through my list and like trying to find like Rex, like it is more often than not though, the male calling the female that. Like
Yeah.
it doesn't always have the reverse, or it's like they automatically call them baby. Like the male will have like something specific, but it doesn't always.
So I want equal opportunity nicknames. I want to see if you're going to give nicknames from the hero, to the heroine. I want the
Yeah.
heroine to the hero to have a nickname too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like J.E. Parker, like in all of her like Redeeming Love series, like it goes like everybody has nicknames, but it's yeah. And different, there's just nicknames all over the place, but it works really well. But yeah, I was having a harder time finding like the girl to boy side. Like I
Yeah.
have a couple, but
Mine
I
were
think a lot of the
always
ones, go
rom-com
ahead, sorry.
ones. Mine are rom-com
Oh,
ones, like Krista.
but it's
Yeah.
always in like not a, the best connotation
It's
when they
not.
started it.
It's not. What were we gonna say, Amanda?
I was gonna say, I think a lot of the romantic suspense ones you'll get, like if the guy uses babe or baby, you'll get a lot of like honey or sweetheart, like
Yeah.
for the
Well,
female main characters calling the male main characters that.
but in romantic suspense too, you'll have like if they have like a call sign,
They'll
the
call them their real
heroine will
name.
often call them their real name. And
Yeah.
it's like they're the only one who calls them the real name.
Yeah,
So you
that's
have
true
that
too.
aspect to it too. So it's like their term of endearment is their name.
Actual name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they go by the call sign like all the time.
Yeah,
Okay.
Susan does that a lot. Are
Susan
there
does do that
any
a lot.
nicknames or books that we missed that we have to talk about before we move on to the next segment?
I don't think so.
I have two.
Okay.
Sorry. This
No.
was
No, I'm asking
So
for him.
I particularly like it if the heroine is like kind of a badass and she gets like a badass name. Like I was trying to think of it. There was a book and I don't remember what it was called, but they call her Killer. He calls her Killer, which I really like. But then also Fourth Wing, Zayden calls Violet Violence. And I
Oh,
don't know
yeah.
why, but that is like, I'm like,
You
I
just really
want
like
someone to
that.
call me Violence. Like I told Jeremy for a week later. I was like, my new name is Violence. He's like, no.
No, it's
I
not.
was like, come on. But yeah, I like that. And then Savar Miller has one in her Souls and Sorrows, and he calls her Little Nightmare, which I don't know. I like those kind
No, I think those are okay. I
Well,
like
and
this.
A.L. Jackson, like she has a
Oh
lot of
yeah.
nicknames, and like it's always connotated into like the story too.
Doesn't
Like,
he call in the second book in the Redemption Hills, doesn't he call her Black Magic?
Yeah, I think he
yeah.
keeps, yeah. Is he calling her
Well,
that or is he just keeps saying black magic? But yeah, he calls
I
her.
think he like refers to her as that. I don't know if she called like, but it's like, well, in Ezra and Savannah, the one that just came out, like, claim me tomorrow, forever. Claim me forever. He calls her little trespasser.
That's right.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah,
That's
I
right.
will say like every once in a while, like Amy will throw out a nickname that I don't love, but it's
In my
okay.
book of the week, he calls her Little Thief because she's trying to steal money from the
Nice.
poker tables, the gambling, the illegal gambling tables. Okay. It's quote of the week time, people.
Quote of the week.
I like that little jingle. You should sing that
Nice.
more often, Leah.
Okay. I'll do it from now on.
Can you guess the book? Each week, we will share a quote from a recent or popular Buzzing About Romance read. You have the chance to email us your guess at quote@buzzingaboutromance.com. We'll announce the correct guess on next week's show. Last week's was Life Hack. Surround yourself with women who only want to see you happy and will lift you up and cheer you up on, and cheer you on like it's their job. The book was Playing with Lies by Riley Edwards. And I know someone else guessed it, but Merritt guessed it first.
What a
Like,
surprise.
as soon as she must have been listening, I am fairly certain I got a message
Her way to work.
on her way to work.
Yes.
Okay, so this week's quote: Some might say the author of his story could have cut out the last 15%, and everyone would have been pleased with the outcome. If you know the title of the book or the author that wrote that, you can email that to us at quote@buzzingaboutromance.com. So now it's that time. It's that time,
it's
my friends.
Time.
For book of the week. Book of the week time. Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is, I wrote it down. Give me a second. It's Bourbon Lullaby by Walker Rose. So I read the novella and then I wanted to dive into this one. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of damage in the hero, and you definitely want to like junk punch him over and over and over again, but he does have a lot of growth, and like the damage makes sense and the growth works. And so, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Amanda, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is Before This Ends by Aurora Rose Reynolds. It's book two in her Before series. It's Emma and Miles. He's a single dad. She kind of helps him out with some childcare, and they realize that they're meant for each other. They're just made for each other. And I won't go too far into it because Lee and I just did a quick shot on it, so we'll talk all about it. So stay tuned for that. But I love that book. I've been waiting on it, and it was everything I wanted it to be.
There is a fantastic scene in that book.
Yes.
Where he shows up where he's not supposed to be.
Yes, it is my favorite.
And just kind of with a nod of his head, they exchange, which was hilarious.
Well, and that's very Aurora Rose Reynolds,
yes,
though.
It was. It really was. But that's such a great scene.
It's like classic Aurora Rose Reynolds.
Yeah,
I read that scene, and all I could think of is Amanda's going to die. She's going to die.
And she did. I did.
My book of the week is Sweet Intensity by Zoe Blake. This is book six in her Obsession series. It's Russian Mafia. It's an age gap. Daddy kink. Dubious consent. Do not read this book if consent is important to you, because it's really not there. But the
just
book
don't
was...
read Zoe Blake if consent is right. important to you, because she does not really care for that.
It was a really great read. It read really fast, and I love that over-the-top protector, like claiming her as his, like, you're not leaving. I don't know why you're fighting this. There's a little bit of primal kink. He chases her because she's like, you can't keep me, and leaves. And he goes and gets her.
She does like primal kink too.
She does like primal kink. So anyway, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And the cover is hot. Hello, Daddy. It wasn't Wander cover. It's the other guy.
Oh, Jose.
Yeah. That's always like, it's Wander or the other guy.
I mean, he's a delight to look at as well.
He is. Okay. So now, Patreon update. Okay. Hey, romance enthusiasts, get ready to be thrilled because the much anticipated swag packs for March have hit the mailboxes. They have arrived. And we are grateful to our sponsoring authors, Siobhan Davis and Marie Johnson, for helping provide content for the swag packs. They're pretty spectacular this month. Pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I love the stickers.
Also, the stickers were really good this month.
Yeah.
Also, if you are part of the Patreon Queen Bee tier, which is our Coffee of the Month club, the third 6-month installment of the coffee mug is going out this month for those. So every 6 months, you get a Buzzing About Romance exclusive coffee mug. And I am so excited with this latest design.
They turned out adorable.
Aren't they cute?
They're really awesome.
Like I said, this month's swag pack are overflowing with exclusive treasures sponsored by Siobhan Davis and Marie Johnston, from romance-themed stickers to mood reader cards and other delightful surprises. Each pack is a celebration of all things love and passion and romance books. And guess what? We're spreading this love globally, so international shipping is on the house. This fantastic perk is a monthly affair with swag pack dispatched around the 10th of each month. If you join our Patreon family after the 10th, don't worry, your inaugural swag pack will be on its way the following month. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Being a Patreon of our Patreon community unlocks a treasure trove of perks. Alongside these fabulous swag packs, you also gain access to exclusive episodes and the enchanting world of Buzzing Book Club. We also have our tier, the Cold Brew tier, that 3 times a year I send you a exclusive Buzzing About Romance reading journal that goes to the Cold Brew and the Queen Bee tier 3 times each year. Keen on staying in the loop with all our happenings, check out our event calendar at buzzingaboutromance.com events, or sign up for our newsletter. We send it out every Friday.
Well, sometimes Thursday.
Sometimes on Thursday. We keep you up to date for live events that are coming up, along with who in the community are we, what we're reading, what we're loving, and who's releasing a new book. We have some great things still coming in the month of March, and even better things coming in the month of April. So make sure you check out bookcaseandcoffee.com/events. Get ready to be swept away by the romance and enjoy the perks of being a cherished member of our Patreon community. Cheers to the love of romance and all things delightful. I would like to thank author Lauren Morrell for sponsoring this episode. Explore the charm, chaos, and unexpected love of small town Cardinal Springs, Indiana, and More Than a Feeling. Available on Kindle Unlimited and in paperback, grab your copy now and dive into the captivating world of romance. Again, it's available on Kindle Unlimited, and the paperback is wherever books are sold. Well, lovebirds, it's time to bid adieu to another delightful episode of Buzzing About Romance. We hope you've enjoyed our deep dive into the world of nicknames. From the swoon-worthy to the cringy-inducing, we've covered it all. Remember, whether you're a sweetie pie or a snuggle muffin, the language of love is as vast and varied as the stars in the sky. So embrace those endearing pet names and chuckle at the ones that miss the mark. After all, laughter is the best medicine for any nickname mishap. Keep spreading love, laughter, and maybe even a silly nickname along the way. Until next time, stay fabulous, stay flirty, and keep buzzing about romance. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.